Hello and welcome to another case study. So one of my most favorite things about working with women who run an existing business is when I come into their business, I tweak what they already have and we get a really quick win within the beginning of our container. And I don't mean that like a quick win as in like slimy tactics. I just usually mean in our first call, I can tell you literally everything that you're struggling with. But the best part about this is there's only a few small shifts that actually need to happen so that everything can click into place seamlessly. So in this episode, I'm going to walk you through how I was able to help my client crush $15,000 in sales in our first week working together. So she literally 5x her ROI working with me, because at the time I think it was like a $3,000 container. But in her first week, she made back the investment and more, and significantly more. So let's dive into this episode.
Welcome back to season 3 of Ambitious and Caffeinated. This entire season is dedicated to helping you unlock the next version of you, the next version in motherhood, business, and life. We cover all the things here. I'll be showing you my magnetic marketing strategy that allows you to become wildly in demand through building an aligned audience. I also want to cover how you can be a present mom and build the life of your dreams while also being a profitable CEO. They can coexist. I'm going to be teaching you how to outsource, make investments, and talk about structure, strategy, and support to help you up-level into that next version of yourself in motherhood, business, and life. I am so grateful that you're listening. I should probably introduce myself. My name is Adrienne. I'm the host here. I'm a stay-at-home mom to 4 kiddos. I live in beautiful Alberta, Canada, and I have a gorgeous golden retriever named Gracie. My purpose here on the podcast and over on my Instagram at Ambitious and Caffeinated and on my blog at ambitiousandcaffeinated.com is to help multi-passionate women build profitable online businesses without hustling. I went from struggling side hustle freelancer to multiple six-figure CEO in less than a year, and I can't wait to show you the behind the scenes of how I made that happen.
Obviously, let's dive into the episode. In the introduction, what this podcast is going to be about, so let's just dive right in. So my client was feeling really unmotivated and blah about her work. Like, she loved every inch of what she was doing and what she did, but she was struggling converting aligned clients who actually wanted to take the work seriously. So it wasn't like she had a problem with selling. Like, in fact, selling the container itself was not the issue, and the framework of the container wasn't the issue. Like, the results were there if her clients would take it seriously. And I think that was such a huge slap in the face for her work, because she was there to create massive change. She was there to truly impact these women's lives. And it was like, it was so sad to see. Like, it was the marketing position and overall excitement that was lacking. So once again, making some sales wasn't an issue, but making her business profitable, sustainable, and in alignment was the issue, and she was on the brink of burnout. So first call, these were the immediate things that stood out to me. Number one, her social media was not optimized and she had very low visibility. Same thing as my other client case study, the one on Cricut's to the 200 waitlist. Very similar. Like, she, the bones of her business were there. Her soul, her heart, like, everything was right there. But we immediately optimized her social accounts, like title, name, elevator pitch in the bio, what she did, how she served them, like, made it very easy. If someone seen her account, they knew exactly how she was going to serve them, right? And the second thing is easy access. Despite contrary belief, easy access is a good thing. But you want it to, like, let's be real. Let's, like, go back into, like, the business chat. You want things to be easily accessible in terms of your application page is there. Your sales page is up and going. People can see the client testimonials, the exact breakdown of the course, like why they should invest. It should all be there. You want your passive courses accessible. They should not have to DM you and go through a 20-step process to get it. They should be able to read the sales page and enroll. Like that, like, there's nothing hard about that. I talk a lot about that in Become a Passive Course Queen, of course, but you want your sales pages up and going, and you want them to have personality so that they convert without you having to hold their hand. So a great example is I'll use myself. If you're ever struggling with your sales pages, one thing that I did is I created these client case studies so that when people are coming into my courses and being like, I don't know, should I? Like, what are the clients saying? I'm like, look, here are all the testimonials from people in this course alone who enrolled and the results they had, but then also in the exact same breath, like, go check out my client case studies that I've created because these are the results that real people are having, right? And so you want to give it personality and step outside the box a little bit, so you don't have to hold your client's hands, be like, okay, so I want you to read this and then come back to me. Okay, now I want you to click this button and enroll. No, you shouldn't. No, we're grown-ups. You should not have to do that. So anywho, that's the point. Made things accessible. The link in the bio, link in comments, under every single Pinterest pin, accessibility and visibility, right? Like, for example, go to Ambitious and Caffeinated on my Instagram for a visual and go check out the link in my bio. It shows you my one-on-one, the podcast, the free masterclass sold out in socials, Sweatpants CEO, the Become a Passive Course Queen. All of it's right there. And it's in the link description here too. Look at how I have that laid out. It does not have to be hard. Just like a total side note. Easy accessibility. So after that, after we were done, very small things, right? Like it was very, just a couple things that needed to be shifted. And we implemented that content strategy that I talked about in the waitlist podcast, that client case study. But once that was out of the way, we did it once and we moved on. We created that 10 high quality pieces of content for her platform. We repurposed her old content and made a huge plan with it. So in her bank, she has like, I think it's like between 25 and 40. I know that's like a ballpark number, like 25 to 40 pieces of content in her content bank with graphics with them, like the title there. So if she put it on Pinterest, she just copy and paste the title. If she's making a podcast, copy and paste the title. If she's doing an Instagram, Facebook Live, copy and paste that title. And then the copy itself, that idea, it's all there, right? Like made it super easy. So it was easy to spread her content across the platform. If you want more depth on how to do content, either go listen to the Crickets to Waitlist episode or go back to my how to create, I think it's one one valuable idea into like 8 pieces of content. It's in season 2, I believe. So anywho, that was the first thing we did. Social media optimized. 2, easy access to her stuff. 3, we planned out her content. And then we shifted her one-on-one. We increased our prices by somewhere between 25 and 30%, and we positioned it slightly different. It literally became sold out like freaking hotcakes by clients who actually wanted to get shit done. And it felt so good for her, like the new alignment in terms of like her content was not bad. In fact, I actually don't think her content, like when I really skimmed past the content on like what supported her, because she already created great content. The content really wasn't an issue here. I mean, we basically took her old content and put them in a content bank. I love Airtable, just so it could be organized and she had just content to pull all the time because she put so much effort into it. Her business just wasn't positioned in front of people that were taking it seriously. And so what we did, like when we started working together, since we have started working together, we shifted her visibility by optimizing her socials. She's gained thousands of followers just from this simple thing. Like her content's always been good, but she needed visibility by the right people, right? So anywho, we increased our prices by about 25 to 30%. And, you know, the updates were good. The copy we created was great. She went ahead and did a masterclass, I think for like $22 to build out her course suite and potential future one-on-ones. But by the end of the first week, we had her content bank done, which did not take long because, like I said, she already had that done. Her entire social media was optimized. And when she did that masterclass and the way that we just talked about it differently, like we talked about her business in a way that was like, it felt premium, if that makes sense. Like she didn't change literally anything in her business. And I personally, I might be biased because she's a long-time client now. But like her business is premium. I refer to literally everyone, not because she's my client and because of anything. Like I genuinely believe in her business. And so anywho, when we positioned that $22 masterclass and when we positioned her one-on-one differently and, you know, in front of people who would take it seriously, her business really started to transform. Her entire social media is filled with people who actually want to work with her, truly see her value. Don't think that working one-on-one with her is like a joke. And I'm not saying like people in her previous one-on-one were acting like it was a joke. They just did not take it seriously, didn't implement anything. It was frustrating for her. She's like, I only have capacity to work with 5 clients at a time and you're not even taking this seriously. There's a wait list of people who maybe would have, you know, taken this seriously and actually done the work and transformed their life. And oh my gosh, it's just amazing. So anywho, by the end of the first week, she closed $15,000 in sales. some of them on a 3 to 4 month payment plan, and others were infusion of income from the workshop and masterclass, and she felt really confident in showing up. It was that quick win that really sealed the deal for her when I was like, girl, I'm so glad you did not give up on your business. It actually kind of breaks my heart. So many women, when they come to me, they're like, this is the last investment I'm making in my business before I close it up. And it does, yes, it used to put a lot of pressure on me as a coach because I was like, oh shit, if this doesn't go well, or I just put like unnecessary stress on myself, I'd be like, oh shit, like the ball is really in my court. And I had to stop and be like, no, like this is their business. The implementation is their responsibility. But I'm, of course, going to do as much as I can as a coach and for this container they invested in and support them, right? Like, that's my job. At first, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much responsibility. And then looking back at how many clients, I want to say 90% of the clients who come to me, they're like, just so you know, this is the last. And they don't put it on me in unnecessary stress or blame or guilt or anything. And I'm like, no, I get that. Like, it's like no one else is listening to the words you're actually saying. And I think that the beautiful thing about coaching is like it gets to be very customizable, right? Like we work at very different things in every different business. And so when it came to closing the $15,000 in sales, it's not because I'm this beautiful energy magnet queen that like put everything in front of them. I took what they already had. The magic has always been within them. I think that's the most beautiful thing to continuously note in these client case studies is they didn't get these results just because of me. Like I'm not taking responsibility for that. Am I excited I was a stepping stone in these results because I was able to help refine some of the stuff and shortcut the amount of time it took and just come from an outside perspective, like look at the big picture? Absolutely. And I'm really grateful that they're getting fantastic results, right? Like I'm honored to be a part of their business. But the thing I just want to note is like she had everything within her all along. Like I'm just extracting in our coaching containers, I extract your thoughts and I just organize them in a way that is profitable and makes the most sense. I hope this makes sense, but I'm really proud of her. Although she, like, I will say, I don't think you should charge $1 million a month just because you can, like, back up the payment with the deliverables. But for her, we didn't actually structure her one-on-one any different. We literally left it the exact same in terms of the deliverables. I think we added, obviously, because I started to see I talk about this in Become a Past Course Queen and in my free Sold Out on Socials class, but you need to have a bridge between your social media and your podcast, whatever it may be, and your high ticket. So for her, that was actually having some passive courses. And because of that, we've generated a lot of income through her business since. But building out that passive course suite allowed her to have people make that safe investment within her and be like, oh yeah, I see what the hype is about working with her. I totally got results working with her in this $22 offer, $300 offer, $700 offer, whatever it is. And they like start building even more trust and wanting to work with her one-on-one. But building out her passive course suite was amazing. And that's something we did add to her one-on-one container. But other than that, it was the exact same. We shifted the prices, like increased about, like I said, 25 to 30% and positioned it just slightly different. Like we didn't need a completely new audience, like scrap that, create something brand new. We just, like I had mentioned in previous episodes, like positioning it is really just taking your offer and talking to someone who truly sees the value in that particular solution. I just want to say thank you so much for listening to these client case studies and just following along with the podcast. Just a reminder, take a screenshot, put it on your Instagram stories and tag me at Ambitious and Caffeinated. I give away 2 Starbucks gift cards at the end of every month. But the other thing I want to mention is if you've listened this far, this is your sign to implement. This is your sign to take a deep dive into your business. I talked about optimizing your social media. Let me pull up my notes again. How did we optimize her social media? We made her title, so what she did was clear. We had her name up there. In her bio was her elevator pitch, so what she actually did and how she served them. That right there, when you're getting visibility from creating high quality content, once again, go back to previous episodes and go listen to the high quality content, how to do that, and start implementing. If you're listening to podcasts, whether it's mine or someone else's, the biggest advice I have for you is to implement the education, implement the podcast. I talk about this, I think it was in the Sold Out on Socials. It's a free masterclass. I'll have the link in the bio. But the one thing I talked about there is like, I was a teen mom. I did not come from wealth. My kids have always had everything they needed and more, but we did live paycheck to paycheck, right? And I remember pretending, like, if you guys know who Jenna Kutcher is, I literally, in my mindset, was like, she made these podcast episodes for me, like, specifically for me. Like, when she launched them, she's like, here you go, Adrian. Here's your weekly content drip. Like, it sounds a little crazy, but for me, I had to look at it that way and treat it as an investment. If you're in that same position, definitely pretend like these podcast episodes were made for you to listen to marinate on, and then integrate, right? I think that's a really important note to have. If you're wanting the next step in terms of investments, go look at my course, Become a Passive Course Queen. I think there's 30-ish different videos. I should have it in front of me, but there's an accessible bi-weekly payment plan. I think it's $59. I made things accessible for you, and if you're at this point where you're like, I need more support, but I'm not in a place to invest right now, go look at my Solo and Socials free masterclass. Like, there's different options for you, but what I'm trying to get at is truly implement the content that you're binging on. Doesn't have to be necessarily mine. Any piece of content that you're listening to, maybe it's about life coaching, maybe it's about recovering from trauma, maybe it is about business, maybe it is about marketing, maybe it is about developing your offer suite. Listen to it and then implement it. Just allowing the information to sit in your brain is great, but I want you to take a deeper dive on, like, okay, now how can I utilize this information, right? Like, I wouldn't post these podcast episodes if I didn't think that they would support you and if I didn't think that they would help you. So just like a little note, it's important to note this, a little bit of tough love, but I feel like it needs to be said. So once again, I'm really grateful you're here. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. Do not hesitate to message me on Instagram because I definitely will reply. And yeah, I hope you have a beautiful day. Go check out the other case studies and go binge the other podcast episodes. Thank you.